Greetings, dear family. The Lord recently reminded me of something that happened a while back. I was in prayer and started thinking about which bedroom in the desert community house John and I would occupy. Then my mind began to fill up the room with a few simple items of necessity, when the Lord broke into my thoughts and said, "Do not think on such things, Elizabeth. You are building my refuge for others." I was thinking, what the heck, Lord? John and our brothers have been working tirelessly day and night, and we don't even get to occupy a small room in this house? He continued, "When you work for me, allowing my spirit to direct your steps each day, my plan will be made known to you. You do not need to rush ahead or focus your attention on things that will not be. Stay centered on your God, and clear direction will unfold each day as you stay on the course I have laid out for you both." Yes, Lord, thank you for your guiding hand. Please help us not to become attached to anything that takes our attention from you and the work that you have for us. As a confirmation, both John and I got rhemas today about living a vagabond life. Jesus continued, "My people, you all to some degree or another allow idolatry to seep into your lives. The enemy allows it to start very innocently at first with things that make you feel good or satisfies a curiosity or a long-time desire. Soon you head down a path that is not of my design and can easily be morphed into an idol. Then your newfound passion takes time from prayer, from spending time with me, and your thoughts and heart withdraw from your Lord. Bear in mind, children, that you, as fallen creatures, have the propensity to be drawn away by the gifts I have given you. When you begin to adore and worship these gifts instead of the giver, then you fall into idolatry. You neglect your Maker and dismiss the warning signs in your mind that something is becoming an idol." In Scripture, 1 John 5:21 reads, "Dear children, keep yourselves from idols." The Lord continued, "Idolatry is very real and a matter of the heart, dear ones. When you allow them to rival your living God, then it's time to let them go. When you have a need, you turn to me. If your food supply comes up short, then run into my open arms with all the trust, love, and obedience of a little child. When you do not trust me to provide your needs and come under my care and protection, then you are essentially telling me that you can do it on your own, under your terms, and the idol of your heart continues to grow." I think of the rich young ruler here. It is clear that his wealth was an idol in his life. When Jesus called him into discipleship, the young man walked away from his Lord instead of his money. He couldn't part with his idol. Jesus continued, "If you are willing to compromise my word and our relationship, then this graven image in your life must be removed. Turn to me, cling to me, my precious ones, and I will help you overcome these spiritually unhealthy attachments." And that was the end of his message. Here, dear ones, is a real-life example of how something quickly grows into an idol. You try surfing for the first time and love it. Then you want to check out YouTube surfing videos. Then you research how much a new surfboard is, the cost of a wetsuit, wax, surfwear, and so on. Then you check out the best places to surf and tell your family and friends how much fun you had, and talk about taking a surfing trip. Before you know it, you are consumed with all things about surfing. You end up spending the majority of your free time attention, and resources on surfing. In Psalm 115, God exposes the nothingness of the idols we allow into our lives. God promises that as we pray and meditate on His Word, the Holy Spirit will satisfy us so fully in Christ that our idols will be destroyed. When we come to the realization that something has become an idol, then we turn to Jesus and find in Him what our hearts truly desire. We destroy the idols by proclaiming the fullness of God. Jesus is always and forever the best choice. Amen.